Where are you taking us? I stare while we drive into an unfamiliar part of town.
Afraid, Sean? Afraid you're getting abducted? How about you text your dad and let him know where we are? Maybe he'll call the cops.
No, I grimace.
Then shut up and enjoy the ride, faggot.
Yes, sir. I sit in silence while he pulls into the parking lot of a strip mall. He parks outside a business labeled Brazilian Beauty Laser Spa. What?
You want to be pretty for me, right? I don't want a boy with ass stubble. We've got to make you perfect. We've got to laser the pussy.
Laser my pussy?
You're going to look so nice after this. It'll hurt like hell, but isn't the pain worth it? Anything to please your alpha?
Alpha? My leader?
You're starting to understand. Get out of the car.
My limbs go numb as I follow his instructions. My mind goes blank. I just stare at his big, broad shoulders while he leads into the spa. He talks to the receptionist while my eyes glide down to the buns bulging from his pants. He's all I can think about. I can't process what's happening. It feels like a dream. A single word cycles through my mind. Purpose. 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 A young lady in scrubs emerges and guides us into the spa's back rooms. She chats with Matt, laughing at his jokes. She traces her long nails down his thick bicep. We enter the laser room, a medical exam table next to a large, blocky machine. A tube protrudes from the box, a plastic ray gun at the end.
So, what are we doing? Lasering your chest?
She asks Matt.
No, we're here for him.
He points at me.
Oh.
The smile wipes from her face.
What area are we treating?
My butt, I mumble.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
My butthole.
I'll need you to speak louder.
My butthole! Need to make it smooth! My face burns red. My breathing goes shallow. I might faint.
I see.
She acts professional, but disdain is written across her face. She probably thinks I'm some sort of queer whore who's into butt stuff. And would she be wrong? Is that my future? I rise and undress while she and Matt watch. My alpha sits in the corner, appraising my body while giving an encouraging nod. Crawling onto the exam table, my legs spread and my ass rises. I arch my back. Matt likes when I do that. Says men are visual creatures. The arch gives a stimulating view.
All right. You'll feel a slight sting.
The technician slides the device between my buns. I hold my breath. It begins. A monstrous burn blasts into my skin. Oh God, it's like 100 rubber bands being snapped against the tender flesh. My jaw clenches. I whimper.
Don't be a baby.
Matt's voice echoes behind me.
Shut up and take it. Do it for me.
His words trigger something in my brain. Like an anesthetic, the pain dulls. It warps and dims. This extreme discomfort. It's a tribute to a stronger man. A sign of loyalty. Perfecting the body. Perfecting the mind. With each pass the laser makes over the skin, I become a more valuable boy. The pain is strength. The pain is pleasure. Matt can strip away my false masculinity. Mark my body, mold me, morph me. Like a god. Between my legs, something shameful happens. My dick rises, growing hard while my ass is lasered. A look of horror flashes across the technician's face.
Do we need to stop?
No, keep going. The treatment progresses. I nearly collapse by the time she turns the machine off. Rolling onto my back, I stare at Matt's satisfied expression. I resist the urge to jack off here on the exam table.
Well, you'll want to come again in 6 weeks.
The technician hands me my clothes.
Goodbye.
She hurries from the room.
You did a good job there.
Matt watches my hard cock while I get dressed.
Took it like a champ. Not all boys would be willing to do that.
It's because you're teaching me.
You're a nice homo, Sean. One of the good ones.
He leans back in his seat, spreading his legs.
Your kind tends to be unruly, uppity and sassy. You wander through life chasing cheap hookups, forever confused about why you feel empty inside. You'll never find peace until a real man takes you in his hands. You need this. You need the yoke.
My purpose.
Exactly.
He stretches his arm and yawns.
You saw her, right? The way that girl couldn't keep her eyes off me? I could have fucked her right here. It's been that way my whole life. We all have our vices. Your dad gambles. I fuck. Used to rail sluts without thinking. Fat, skinny, old, young, didn't matter. Got me into trouble when I was younger.
You shouldn't talk that way. It's toxic masculinity.
Masculinity is never toxic.
I don't know about that.
Say it. Say it and I'll let you give me a kiss.
My jaw drops. This bulky, brutish man just stares, legs spread wide. An unsettling grin carves across his stubbled face. Masculinity is, never toxic.
Good. Say it again.
Never toxic. Never toxic. I move in, bending over his face.
Fuck no.
He grabs my neck and shoves me to the floor.
You don't think I'd let you kiss on the lips, do you? That's queer shit.
Kneeling between his legs, I gaze at the bulge in his jeans. An automatic, natural impulse grips my mind, a compulsion to kiss the cock. The source of his power. The organ that produces the testosterone. It commands him to breed. It grows his muscles. It's the raw, primal source of masculinity. I lean in. My lips touch his jeans. I worship the power.
Masculinity built this world. Look around you at the construction site. Look at the men hard at work. Masculinity builds. Muscle. Power. No nerds. No sissies.
Just one.
Well, sometimes men like to keep boys like you around. You're good for us, helpful, profitable.
It feels good to be valuable.
That's right, and we're just getting started. Stick with me and you'll be a prized asset, worth your weight in gold.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.